You already know it's your boy, the real deal, Ty. We in the building, Wave Nation. You know the vibes, you know the wave. Let's get it.
De Niro, if you play and you ask, till we okay, relax. I'm so Brooklyn, my nigga. If I say it, it's facts. If I make it.
Insurance companies do that shit. Is this hearsay or you know this is happening for insurance companies? Because this is a big dog scam shit.
Well, it's not a scam. Like, it's like we're smoking. Like, they first thing they ask you, do you smoke, do drugs, whatever, whatever. If you say yes, your policy going up, or they got a right to deny you. That's just like with my insurance company in Baltimore City. I got to say, I'm not going to incriminate myself. I do stay in Baltimore County because if you stay in Baltimore County, they're Baltimore City. You already get a couple dollar discount. Because
wow.
Why?
Yeah, because you got to think of the rate, the death rate in the city versus just in the county.
Shit, buddy.
It's like, what the fuck? That's your job. I pay you to pay my family when I die. You putting all these stipulations, like, damn, what the fuck? Of course I'm going to die.
Yeah. You ain't worth
yeah, but they want to know how soon they're going to be able to make money off you versus how soon they're going to have to pay that policy out and lose money.
That's just like car insurance. Same thing with car insurance. If you're driving in the city with more accidents or prone, you're more prone to accidents. You're going to pay more, nigga, because you put yourself out there. That's why, like, oh, because
yep.
Like, I switched to Nationwide, right? And they put this, I got that thing that puts a track. It's really the fucking tracker. But what's that shit? The safe driving joint y'all put up there. So I put it up there. Man, they, like, everything in my area is basically 5 to 10 miles, if that. Probably like, 5 to 10 miles. My job, the market, my family member's house. Everybody's probably in a 5 to 10 mile radius, if that. They be telling me, you driving 100 miles. You driving 100 miles a week? Get the fuck out of here. Over 100.
What?
Yes.
Wait. That's really possible. Cause think about it. It's cause from my house to my job is 70 and back. When one day there and back is 70 miles.
70 miles?
Yes, dude. One day there and back is 70
Damn.
Miles. And Baltimore is big and spread out. So yeah, you doing that in like 2 days.
Well, it kind of depends on how often he's going to see these people.
No, that's what I'm saying. My job probably what? Really 2 miles, but it just in the city it looks fun, but really country to city it just looks different because in the city everything connected together. But you know that, so it looks like you're going farther, but you only went 2 miles. You know that. So five to ten. Probably if they're 10, 20, 30, 40, probably no more than 50, 60, I could say, a week.
Okay.
You know, probably 50, 60, but over 100. And then it's telling me, like, yo, you idling. Or they tell you when I'm hard breaking. Like, that shit is crazy.
Oh, fuck that. I took that shit off when I was speeding. I was like, hell nah. Hell nah.
Yeah. That's their algorithm, so they're going to use that as an algorithm to say, yo, this motherfucker ain't safe. He drive too much, you know what I'm saying? So he's more prone to an accident than, like, let's say, a anomaly, only going to work, home, grocery store. But this nigga out and about.
he out and about.
They say he's meddling.
Yeah. Huh? He out and about, and he's ready. So that's what they basically telling me.
Yeah,
and that's how they're gonna charge me. That's how they're gonna charge me.
But
you know what I mean?
But here's the deal. That's good for the insurance company, right? But it's not good for the people. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like shit happens, and then the accident may not be your fault. But since you got a history, he been speeding here and speeding there and braking here. That don't mean I caused this fucking accident.
Bingo, Migo.
Pay me my ducats. Bingo. But it's like, I got a real disdain for insurance. Because I think it's legal robbery. You see what I'm saying? I think insurance is legal robbery.
That's what I said a long time ago. I should have been a lawyer or started my own insurance company.
Because just like they get to charge you whatever the fuck they want. And then say if you don't have an accident in 10 years, right? And your policy, you've been paying $379 a month. Let's just say $300 a month, right? 10 years of $300 a month. You know how much money that is? And you can't get none of this shit back. Mm-hmm. Even if and then if you do have an accident, you can tell I had a lot of accidents because I fucking don't like it. But I realized that. I was like, y'all been paying you insurance since I had an insurance. And then I get in an accident and I got to pay out $4,500 and then my deductible. And then you penalize me and heighten my insurance. Motherfucker, I done gave you $70,000. Like, what the fuck? And all you got to pay out is $45,000 of it and then you want to tax me on it? Man.
Me at the same time, like, yo, I don't know, we gonna keep you. Like, they act like you, we don't even know what you know what I'm saying? Like,
what you mean, bitch? You like, robbing you, me. You got 70. Look, yo, son, I had insurance since I was 21. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I done gave you, my shit was high as fuck. It was $379, dog. So I just like, yo, now fucking 8 to 10 years later, I get in an accident and I gotta pay off that. And then you want to tax me and say I'm high risk? Motherfucker, you was high risk for me when I chose your ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn. Can I get some of that money back? Here's what I propose. If we had insurance policies that work along with trust accounts. So the first year, you pay the premium that the insurance company has. But after that first year, all your payments go into a trust account. So if you do get in an accident, you could pull from the trust account. And if you don't have enough money from the trust account, it'll pull from the premium that you paid into the first year. But if you never get into an accident, your trust account just builds up. And then they could take a percentage of it if you're not driving no more when you get older and retire. They could take a percentage of it, and then you can get the rest of that shit.
Well, you might be on something.
Right.
It's too good. It sounds too right.
It sounds too right.
You know what I'm saying? It's too right. It's too good to be right. Like, it's like how the world is built now, man. It's too good. It's too much for the people. It's supposed to be like that, but it's too good to be like, nah. You gonna take this millions of dollars from my mouth and we already wealthy? Nah.
Like, I can't help you.
Nah, but your premiums are going to pay for the people who got in the accident. That's what your premiums go to. You're paying for people who got an accident, and then because you cost us money by getting in an accident, we're going to raise your prices so that we can try to recoup some of that. That's all that is.
Yep.
Oh, word. So you got an insurance company.
Awesome. It sounds like basic business to me.
Right, business 101.
But like I said, I think that's, man, put that in proposal. Put that in proposal and get that legalized as your, you know, intellectual property and sell that shit off. Because I think that's pretty good. It's like I said, it's too good to be true. Like
how you going to make money, though? If you're taking the money and everything that you pay in your premium and it's going into a trust.
Now the premium, they can get, because they do get the premium is straight, goes straight to them.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, I'm talking about with him, and he's talking about if you don't get in an accident, it goes into a trust.
Yeah, so
how is the company making money?
So the company...
Let's just say each year percentage.
Yes.
Go into that trust.
Okay, now percentage, I got it. I got that. All right,
yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah,
but I mean, if you're taking the whole amount and putting it in a trust, there's no way that company's going to make money. They're going to be bankrupt.
Yeah, no, I said percentage earlier.
Yeah, that's it.
But it's too, like Porter said, it's too right. It's too for the people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But I will put that out there though.
I already put it out there on the show. Now motherfuckers gonna be thinking about it and shit like this motherfucker order.
No.
I should have not said that. I should have said this off air. I should have said it off air.
Hey, real deal. We're gonna have to protect Rio at all costs.
Right.
I don't know my business, you know, benefit the people, but like, I don't really think that, you know, too many companies modern day really give a fuck about their people as blatant.
That's true. It's like,
just look at the amount of companies that's actually paying a living wage instead of minimum wage. The amount of companies that's paying a living wage care about their people. The amount of companies that's paying minimum wage, you can't live off of, obviously. So you get a sense right there who cares about who works for them and who doesn't.
Right.
Yeah, I would have to know how it the ins and outs of how the insurance company works, and then they can work out the kinks and details. But the precipice of what we're talking about, yeah, is that, you know. But insurance is really
no, really. That's the premise. That's what it is. Like, of course, lawyers are gonna make it harder for legal mumbo jumbo, because that's their job. You know what I'm saying? All contracts can be fucking simple, but the lawyers are there to make it harder for a non-regular motherfucker.
But you can't read it right.
All have to understand, so they can beat us with the legal mumbo jumbo. Because you know, a lot of times the niggas could really prosecute themselves. Niggas could defend themselves in court if they know the legal mumbo jumbo.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't, because that's another hustle. It will wipe out the lawyer industry if a regular motherfucker can go up there and defend himself like, yo, I wasn't there. Ask Spook. Look at the tape. Blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
Sometimes, like, the lawyers make it harder for us, for the regular people to understand, because that's their job. You know what I'm saying? So, some of this shit could be very simple for us to understand if the lawyers didn't put this shit in, you know, to make it harder than what it is. And I think that's the whole premise, because a lot of, when you do a premium, that's the money goes straight to them. That's why they always take you back. All right, pay this $250. Pay this $250, we'll get you back on a, we'll get you another policy.
Yeah, and that know, shit crazy, yo.
You know, so is it NBA? NBA get it, you know, and then they know that the hardest part of the thing is now, which is what they say, the non-insurance people, the ones that don't have insurance and stuff.
Yeah, non-owners.
Yeah, so that's the ones that you really have to watch out. But other than that, I just feel like it's plain and cut dry, you know, so just look into that. I think that'd be cool. That'd be dope.
I mean,
you know, we had something like this general.
Right. I've been thinking about that for, like, ever since I got in all them accidents back in the day. I was like, man, got to be a better way. Why don't I have a choice? You know, they made it a law for you to have insurance. Like, who's benefiting from this? How deep does it go?
The concept of it, is great for the people. But over the years, it's been tarnished, you know, because, like I said, people manipulate the system, you know. And then once you get more, you get a think tank that how we can beat the system, yeah. Over time, it's going to be, you know, tarnished. But the whole concept of insurance, protecting yourself, protecting your assets, a good concept, but...
I mean, it would have to be a good concept for you to willingly do it. You know what I'm saying? It's just like with the life insurance. You see what I'm saying? Like, you don't know when you're going to die, right? But you know you're going to die. So the life insurance, they say you got, is better now than never, right? You need to do it right now because you don't know if tomorrow is promised to you. So you're looking like, oh, shit, I need to get this life insurance. But then you may live another 50 fucking years. You don't know. You see what I'm saying? And then there's so many stipulations. So you gotta, you can't even make sure if the terms and everything adheres to when you die. You know?
That's why they're trying to kill us off, because we stand alive. We alive longer than with the average life expectancy. You know, so, but you're right. Absolutely right. And then, what I was learning too, like, my mom's casket was about 3 and some change. Like, almost 3 and some change. My dad's was around that way too. But now, since I'm older and now, since, you know, about life and death and stuff.
Yeah.
I just rather cremate them. And that's just a little touchy subject on it. But I just rather cremate them than have them, put them in a casket where.
Yeah.
It's just. You know what I'm saying?
It's gonna break down their body, like, it break down their body, like. So, I mean, if you want to be religious, they say ashes to ashes, dust to dust. So, like, basically, like, even if you're not cremated, your body going, the bones is going, like, you know, turn into what they're going to do, but your skin is going to decay. So, it's like, me personally, like, I don't say this for everybody, but I know for a fact, like, me, I think it's best to be cremated. Like,
yeah, like, and, you know, and that's what I'm saying. Like, now it's just like I'm feeling it. Like, yo, I could have saved that 3,000. I could have saved that three about sure some change on my father's shit. You know what I'm saying?
It was right, like, right.
And then it's like, yeah, I go to the funeral. I go to the cemetery and everything. I go out there sometimes. You know what I'm saying? But it's just bringing up too much memories and feelings and stuff on that end. Right. I don't want to remember him as gone. I always remember him as being here.
Right, right.
So, the crazy thing, like, why would I pay? You know what I'm saying? And then cremation, like, it's $600. It was like $600 at that time. Now cremation, that same price is like $1,000 and shit. Because you know why? People figure it out real deal. People figure it out, and now people figure it out. Like, man, I've never cremated him. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
And how much it cost to burn a motherfucker?
I just burned them. Like, damn, I'm just burning them. Like, you burn trash, right? You burn trash? Well, I'm trying to burn them. I ain't saying any trash, but I'm trying to burn them. But here's the kicker, though. This is what I was thinking about. I got two things, and I'm going to share with you intimate information, Wave Nation. Intimate information, Wave Nation. Quest! Nice!
Well, do we need a disclaimer?
This for the family, you know, no disclaimers. This is what I want to do, right? Two things I want you to think about. This is very thought-provoking. Two things. First thing would be the ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Very biblical. A lot of religions do it. But have we ever asked ourselves, why did they do that? Because if you look at anything, even like the Vikings, the Christians, the old kings, like, we know, we saw the Tuts and burial grounds from Egypt when we found their tombs, but that was for like great kings and stuff. But they was burning people then, so why did they do it? You know, I know the answer is out there somewhere. I probably could Google it, but it makes you think, like, yo, they was doing that. Who introduced the idea of burying? And then what is the benefit of properties to bury them? You know what I'm saying? Is it a peace of mind to know that they're right there, that you can go see them? Or why did we stop globally burning? You know? The ashes, dust, dust, everything shall return to which it came. You know?
Yep.
So it's just like, yo, it seems, is it spiritual? Does it really do something? Or what? we don't understand the afterlife. What if when you bury somebody, I know this probably sounds crazy, like, oh no, zombie. What if you bury somebody, but they still have a connection to that shell? You see what I'm saying? We don't know. But, or if you burn them, you just release all the properties and they go everywhere. I mean, I don't know. That's science, right? That probably, if somebody, some science person be like, I'm going to explain this to you. You know what I'm saying? It probably made me fucking sound stupid, right? But this is what I want to do when I pass. I know Wave Nation. I, too, shall pass one day, right? But this is what I want. I want to be turned into Infinity Stones. Hear me out.
Awesome.
Hear me out.
Go for it.
Hear me out. So, you could be turned into diamonds. You could be turned into jewelry, right? I want the concept of me stealing.
Make me a bracelet.
Me stealing power to you. You know what I'm saying? So, my daughters, every loved one, like my family, would have a piece of the stones, a piece of the jewels. My wife, they have necklaces, you know what I'm saying? They can have rings. It's just jewelry, you know what I'm saying? But it's a piece of me. And then when they come together in family, I'm always there. I'm whole with them.
Yep.
They bring all the jewels together, and they have ultimate power, which is me with them.
Ooh.
Nah, that's
ooh.
Real.
Nah, you better be careful who you get that jewelry to, though. Somebody might need
it. I know.
That's the other side of it, too. That's the other
thing. Your family got to go on an adventure to go get the powers back.
Yeah, I thought about making a contraption that when you put the stones in, the jewelry in, it brings up a message from me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, a hologram.
Yeah, I mean, they do holograms now.
Yeah.
So, a hologram will come up, you know what I'm saying, and they get that message. So, when everybody grow up and live their lives, they move away, but when they come together, they bring all the stones together, and then they can listen to that message.
Yeah, that's just like, oh, that's deep. That's a boy.
Yeah.
Well, you might be on the phone.
Awesome.
But think about it, it's precious, you know what I'm saying? It's the jewel. It's with them all the time. They can wear it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not in the urn. Even though it was turned to ashes, I'm not in the urn. That could be spilled over. The cat could knock it down and then shit on me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just, I don't want those problems. But if I'm jewelry, you'll cherish it. Daddy is always here with me.
Make me a bracelet.
Yep,
bracelet. Turn me into a bracelet.
Yep, necklace, bracelet, rings, you name it.
Yeah, I got a bracelet now with my people's ashes in it. Like, so I could, like, it's like I feel like they with me, like, anytime I put it on or whatever. With or without it, of course. But,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
I put
course,
it on.
Of course.
It's like a special feeling. Like, you know, I wear that when I'm out, so.
Awesome.
That's tight. You know? See what I'm saying? It's tight, yo. It's tight. But that Infinity Wars, the Infinity Stone Thanos, that had such a huge impact on us. As a culture, you know what I'm saying? But the sheer thought of that is just like, yo, that's dope as fuck. You know? That's dope.
Yeah. But I don't know, though. And just bringing it back to the religious standpoint, like, you know, because a lot of people think, like, hell is fire or whatever. But, you know, and we can get into all of that, you know, the theories and shit, but...
Get
like,
to it right now. I mean, why not?
Nah, and like, nah, I'm trying to make this point as far as I think that... You know, a lot of people, especially like religious people, don't want to be cremated due to the fact that they like may, you know, correlate that fire being burnt and like you send that person to hell or something like that. Possibly, I don't know if that could be a thought process, but
it is a thought process. I mean, I've seen dumber.
Oh,
I've seen dumber. So that is a thought process. Like, people, I'm sorry, you just know how I feel about that shit. Go ahead, next.
Yeah, but
I mean, what the fuck? What the fuck, yo? Like, it's... Ugh. Anyway, but, yo, I mean, people do think that shit. I mean, yeah, they don't... You can... All right, hold on. You can accredit that to misinformation and speculation of the imagination. Because nowhere and nowhere does it say that if you become cremated, you going to hell or it's like you was in hell. You see what I'm saying? It's still the same hell because you'd rather be, you know what I'm saying, burned and returned to the universe and your properties absorbed in the atmosphere, or you'd rather be eaten by insects, rotting in claustrophobia. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm dead, I can't tell. How do you know? If you can tell you burning up, if you think you could tell you burning up, you think you could tell you getting eaten by a worm, shut the fuck. This whole conversation makes you go into an area of explanation of like, damn, man, like, it's not like that. Just, this is not like, stop with this bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's just the thing that when I started realizing that, I'm like, man, you know, and then all the caskets are, you seen when it made me think about Hurricane Katrina, when all the caskets in Louisiana, New Orleans
came
was coming up.
The fuck out of the ground.
Yo.
Yeah. And it was just like, oh, so where they going to put them back at? Where it is so many little different things, and it was still materialistic. Like, some of the caskets was crazy. Like,
why would you do that? Why would you do that? It's just all for, it's really for the people that's alive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All that's for the people that's alive, because think about it. Go to countries where there is no space. You see what I'm saying? Where they live on top of each other, like, what is it? China or Korea somewhere? Like over there where there's like billions of them. And then they don't have any space. They don't have backyards and shit like that. You see what I'm saying? And then if you don't have, would you rather have places to plant your crops, or would you rather have places to bury your dead?
You want to know something that's going to fuck you up, though?
Fuck me up.
They got, it's some people called graveyard people, whatever, and they live in the cemetery. Like it's a whole, like, live, I mean, they not doing, like, you know, extravagant living. But
well,
you know,
duh.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm saying though, you might think like it's some gothic shit, and they like, you know, they got the cemetery in the backyard, and it's all like vampiristic.
So are these like squatters, like, homeless people squatting in the cemetery?
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying. Like these are people that, you know, didn't have no other place to go, so now they actually, like, you know, made residence and live in the cemetery. Like,
I can believe that. I can believe that. I can believe that. Just like the I can definitely believe that, because if you ain't got nowhere to go, where the fuck? This is the last place people gonna try to come. But you can't put no fucking Wi-Fi in there.
Listen, be on their top list of things needed.
Could you imagine that you going to visit your grandma or somebody, and you see a fucking fire stick? You see empty beer cans and shit, man. What the fuck?
The funny shit. I seen a meme too. That somebody said, "Imagine having your Wi-Fi cut off, and you hear somebody across the street yelling, what the fuck?'" Hey, look. And like, and look, my cousin used to say, like, if you know Goldsboro, North Carolina, it was this little apartment complex. It was a kind of it was a raggedy apartment complex, but you know, if you needed anything, you could go to that apartment complex and get it. The apartment complex, somebody had Wi-Fi in there. And somebody broke, you know, found the password out. So everybody in that apartment complex was passing around. And somebody changed the name of it, the Wi-Fi, said, "Free Wi-Fi, nigga." So when it pulled up on your would have pulled up on your phone and said, "Free Wi-Fi, nigga." Whoa, you talking about Christmas? This is when now Wi-Fi is becoming, you know, easily accessible for everybody. So now when you see it on your phone and you can watch videos, you can listen to music and everything. Oh, nigga, that was a gift that kept on giving. Everybody that pops up on your phone is saying, "Free Wi-Fi, nigga."
Merry Christmas,
Wi-Fi
Yeah, Thank me later.
Right. Can they see what you look? I heard they can see what you're looking at.
I don't think so.
Yeah, if you on somebody's network, you could definitely see. I mean, you got to be, you know, into the technicalities of it, of course. But you could definitely check, you know, what people were searching on your network and shit.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You definitely can. Yeah, my brother was he was in communications, and he told me my Wi-Fi security sucked. And I was like, whatever do you mean? So he looked in it and found all that shit. He's like, man, people who can connect to your shit and they could, you can see what they searching. And I was looking like, feeling like, oh shit. So the nigga downstairs can see all my porn herb such.
Sir.
It wasn't, you know, me. It wasn't me.
I can give you some good recommendations.
Right, shit. Like, yo, son. You go to the mailbox and see him and shit. He see me and shit. Like, yo, you a nasty nigga.
Yo, he probably look. The funny thing, he probably be the friend. He probably say, yo, we got the same face.
Right, son. I didn't know who Pinky was, my nigga. Thank you.
Hey, really? He said, oh, you like Pharaoh T too?
Me too. You like me too. Just walk past him. Jugs and hugs.
I like Pop Smoke. Yo, I like Pop Smoke too, nigga.
Yeah,
you heard that new Pop Smoke? Oh, you heard, like, that's how you gonna introduce yourself. Yeah, you know, niggas though, black people though, they gotta have a common before they really start talking to you. Yo.
Yeah.
You heard that new Pop?
Yeah.
Yo, what's this? It'd be the simplest shit to make you turn to best friends.
Yeah.
But it's all kinds of scams out there, bro. All kinds of scams. Yeah. People scamming on insurance, scamming on a Wi-Fi. Like I always said, there's an opportunity. Somebody's going to take it. You know, it's the game. It's the game. But what other scams that are popular? I don't know. Card scams.
Well, yeah. That's a fact, too.
That one, everybody done came up off of that shit.
But with the stimulus check that's going out and Europe opening some countries quicker than we are, you know that's coming next.
But that shit's still scammy because it's like, okay, what the fuck? It's still, you know what I'm saying? Like, what are we doing? How did we stop it? You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you come outside now because we got a little money? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and then if the thing about it, if we already $1,200 in the hole for next year on our taxes, then that's gonna be the real scam. Niggas, you already $1,200 in the hole on your taxes. Oh man, if people don't really know it,
they're not saying we gotta pay that shit back. Don't do that.
We shall see.
You're gonna see
a chair get thrown through the H&R Block window. That's what you're gonna see.
You need to block me for jumping on your ass. That's not gonna be an H&R Block. You better somebody better block me right there for jumping on your ass, Mr. Tax Man. But
I
got a question though. So for those people who, you know, they get their taxes done and then they get it on a card, where does theirs go now, like their stimulus check?
It get mailed to them.
Okay.
Yeah, it get mailed to them. Or if it was direct deposit, it go that whatever
No. I'm saying, you know how you go to H&R Block and they give you a debit card that says H&R Block.
Because you don't have an account. So it'll get mailed to the address on file.
Yeah, I seen that video with all those people standing outside that tax spot because they probably
because
gotta go pick it up from your tax preparer and the tax preparer.
Yeah, because we were just talking about that. H&R Block, they give you advance. They didn't give you money off, you know, your stimulus. They just gave you advance. Like, they all right, yo, we believe you're gonna get it. Right, we give you a advance, you know, and let you say it's a little rinky dink company, up and coming small business, and they don't have it.
what you gonna do then, you know? Or they become audited and the government freezes their assets. Hey, because that's just like lawyers. A lot of times with lawyers too, lawyers will give, if they know they got a big case, they give their clients money out their money and hold them over until the case is over because they already know they're gonna get it. They're gonna receive it back. And especially if lawyers receiving a third of what you're making, of what you're gonna get back. Yeah, I give you the money, I hold you over until you get your money. You just pay me back. I'm just gonna take my cut and what you owe me right off the top. And here you go. And that's the crazy. It's not crazy if you need it, but you know, just the after this, I hope we be in better positions in our life that we won't have to take advantage or put ourselves in a position where we have to owe a niggas. You know, so yeah. That's what it really is.
Shit, wow, man.
Exactly what it is.
Dang.
Shit, wow. It was even talking about passing the bill. You know what, man? Fuck that. I don't know. There's so much news out there that's speculated news. I don't want to put that on the way.
Yeah.
Because I just.
What are you talking about? That's the two bands?
Yeah, yo.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't know. And it don't sound like it's true because I don't see America doing that for us.
If you ask me,
you said what?
I said the 1200 ain't sound true. If you ask me,
well, they did a stimulus before, so it has happened before, so you know it's possible.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably for me dealing with taxes, but you know.
Yeah, I mean, you were young, you was in school, so
yeah,
you ain't doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, if you had a job in high school, you would have known about it. But I don't know, man. It happened before. But
yeah, the first, I think it was the first Obama first term.
Oh, I ain't know that.
No, it was Bush. I think it was Bush.
It was Bush. It was Bush.
It was Bush term. It was Bush term.
Obama didn't give you niggas shit.
I disclaim that.
Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong.
Yeah.
Shit is me.
No. Obama gave us hope. He gave us hope.
In fact, he gave us a bunch of hope. Yo.
Well, yeah, it was hope only because he was brown. Like I'm not even a political guy, but damn, my guy, you couldn't give us one bill. You couldn't make it better for us for one thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, ooh, like it's all good. Did you see what he did with Flint, Michigan, yo?
Nah, Obama was our insurance.
Obama, did you see what he did with Flint, Michigan, yo? When I seen that, I was like, oh, God, come on, man. He was out there convincing the people that it was safe to drink the water. And you ever force somebody who don't drink liquor to drink some liquor and they take that tiny sip?
Yeah.
See? Perfectly fine. Perfectly fine. No, it is not. You didn't drink. Obama, let me see it. Obama, I want to hear a gulp. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, he was just like, bloop, bloop. I was like, you didn't drink that shit, so you just let it. I don't even know if it touched your lips. You know what I'm saying? You didn't drink it, Obama.
Yeah.
Be like, look, let me take it. I'm like, let me get some ice for you.
like Obama, geez. Put the camera the way up to your mouth. I need to see this shit go down there.
Yo, that is the worst. Yo, that's just a whole nother topic for another day.
It is a whole nother topic for another day, and I just let me make this clear.
Yeah,
I'm not like, man, just fuck it. This is the way. This is my shit. I'm not. What I'm saying. Go ahead. What you say?
Nah. Let's talk about it. Hold on. Nah, cause y'all didn't got me in my bag. Cause you got to think like with this 1200 that everybody supposedly got, they could have easily supplied Flint, Michigan. Easily, did that.
Oh my God! Oh, look, they could have did a lot of things. Hold on, disclaimer.
Limited time offer, no purchase necessary. Offer valid at participating locations. Void where prohibited. No animals were harmed during the production of this soundboard. Subject to change without notice. Side effects include.
Okay, now we're back. Yo, that should have been an eye opener. You see what I'm saying? Like Flint, why the fuck Flint is still like the way it is in America?
Right.
It's in America. It's not a third world country. They don't got no fucking water. running. You can't drink the water in Flint. I know that what happened was like, oh, it was their fault. They opened the pipes because they were trying to save money. I don't fucking know. All I fucking know is Flint is still the way Flint is. And if we could drop money for like, what about the company? For everybody get $1,200, right? That's not even a lot. But they did some shit like this before. But then it's, on top of that, to give companies and businesses a stipend and give companies bailouts and shit like that, bail Flint, Michigan out.
Right. They need a stimulus water.
Stimulated. Damn, man. Like, I don't even live there, but I can only imagine, yo. Only a fucking imagine. Like, god damn, you got baby. You can't drink the waters. What the fuck, yo? You can't take a shower in that shit. You can't brush your teeth like that without plastic bottle water. But back, like I was saying about Obama, like, yo, he was the great hope, right? Oh, yeah, first black president. And then if you look at the history, he's not really technically, if you get technically. But yeah, he is. Let's just say he is, right? Fuck it. That's what we know. So he the first black president, right? Quote, unquote. We thinking, okay, all the prejudice and slavery shit, all that black oppression shit. My God. I haven't seen so many black people get beat and killed by the police since Rodney King. And then he didn't even speak on it like that. He danced around it.
Being from Chicago.
Being from Chicago. And now Chicago turned into the worst fucking city in America. So just like, yo, he did a lot of shit on Obama. Of course they did a lot of shit on Obama. But it got worse for us. Worse for us. And then he turned the whole country into the rainbow country. What? Like, dude, okay, you could have did all that shit, yo, but you made that the forefront of your legacy. We talking about fucking bathrooms and shit. When we getting gunned down in the street and you don't say shit about it, you ain't changed no bill about it. We ain't get no nothing about it. We ain't get no advancements in businesses like every fucking body else got advancements, tax breaks, cuts, and all that shit like that. We didn't get the attention. There's a problem in America that you could have easily brought to your attention, but you did not. Like, what the fuck, Obama? Like, I know you smooth, you handsome. Quote unquote, everybody's loving the Obama, Mr. Barry. He smoked weed and shit. Everybody love that shit, yo. But for real though, I'm very disappointed in what the outcome came. Like, I know you had to do a certain degree of dancing around and being smucky with the peoples. I understand that, but you didn't do shit for us, man, like you did for them. And we supposed to hold you in high regard.
Because he gave us hope.
Because you was brown. And then you wasn't even the brown brown. Like, he wasn't even the brown brown. You know what I'm saying? He was like sand brown. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't even that. Like, yo, come on.
Was Trump right?
Trump was...
Hey, was Trump right?
Yo, he's fucking king. Right? Like, yeah. I mean, yes, he wasn't... Obama wasn't... He wasn't like a Negro. Obama was a foreigner. But does that shit even matter? Everybody brown, right? If you're brown, you're brown. You're black, you're black. But at the same time, you didn't stand up for us, man. Police brutality. God damn it. It's on tape. It's on tape.
They all puppets, man. They were all puppets.
Nah, fuck all that. Any president it's on tape. It's on tape. But you my black president. I can't say nothing wrong about Obama because he made it to be a president just because he was black. I understand that. That's a very powerful statement when you come from the 60s. But at the same time, I require some results. I'm not just, he made it, we done? What the fuck? Hell no, that's what your expectations are? It's just like having a job, like, oh God, I finally got a job. Even if they don't pay me, I still good because I got a job, massa. What the fuck?
We is good, massa.
Oh, thank God for me to be eating today. Massa gave me fucking pig bones, collard greens, pig feet. Don't forget about chitlins, massa. Chitlins, Man, he gave you all the shit that they don't want. He gave you all the shit to throw away. And you happy because you get to eat another day. Like, man, fuck all that, man. Like, I know Dr. Umar Johnson get a lot of shit, but I'm with him on that, yo. Because I thought that shit before motherfuckers was making it public. I'm like, all right, we got it. We got it. We did it. We made it. Okay. It feel like it got worse for us. If you want to keep it 100.
You remember the movie Hit a State with Chris Rock?
Yeah.
That was basically symbolism.
I don't know, man. I got passionate about that because we really could have been set up for success. But I don't like to get caught up in the smoke and mirrors. And that's why a lot of black people, black leaders didn't want to become the first black president because of the shit that they were doing. Then on top of that, you know, the president, I know there's a lot of shit that the president, he's not the boss of everything. You know what I'm saying? He got to answer to the legislation and all that stuff like that. He just can't wake up and be like, yo, this is what I want done. Boom. Bill get passed. Boom. Nah. I know it's a process, but at the same time, he didn't speak on us, yo. It's like, he didn't speak on us.
Or for us, for that matter.
Right, or for us. And I was just like, yo, come on, man. And then when he spoke, he put it so neutral that it made it seem like the fucking person who was doing the crimes was a victim. I was like, come on, Obama, we seeing this shit. Yo, I never seen, I know they was talking about they police been doing this shit. Nah, son, they been doing it, but yo, they have increased in activity. Police have increased in activity. And then the blatancy of gunning us down. Like, what the fuck? I seen butt-naked white men running around who just killed his family, running around fighting police officers, and he's still alive. I've seen white dudes run inside of a church and kill every fucking body in there, and they buy him lunch. But a suspicious black man in a fucking Chinese store, SWAT come in there, gun him down. Suspicious black man who got a motherfucking Lucy, a cigarette, get choked to fucking death. Well, everybody watch. But Obama can't say no shit real, like, he can't make a change about that shit. Fuck y'all caught up for his skin color? Oh, he made it in the White House. We love that fact. Okay, we beyond that. If you ain't recognize the shit that went down here for you, then it's a problem. Like, this shit is passionate about me because it's so fucking true. It's like, god damn, yo. We so fucking caught up in the smoke and mirrors, we don't see what the fuck just happened. We don't even know if they put Obama in there just for that shit.
Sure.
Damn, man. That shit is pissing me off. You don't require shit from Obama. You ain't require shit for him to do, but just be black in the White House. Get your slave ass out of here. Wait, next.
You know, when you, delete, I don't know. Sometimes when you delete a text message or somebody contact or whatever, and then like on iPhone it'd be like maybe or whatever, and then it'd be like the colon or whatever, and be like maybe scam likely, and it'd be like that's basically what this shit is, like insurance scam likely, like all this shit is scam likely, like so.
Yeah.
Need to track the waters carefully.
I mean, you got it. It's exactly what you said, man. Scam likely, because I'm not saying Obama was a complete waste of fucking time. Some would disagree and say that shit. But what I'm saying is, look, do we have anything in place right now besides Obamacare? Obamacare made that, even that shit was kind of fucking sketchy. You know what I'm saying? But do we have anything in place right now for us? Huh? Oh, wow.
Redefine.
I'll wait. Is there anything in place for, you know? Okay, yeah, right. Exactly. So, you know what I'm saying? You've been in office 8 fucking years. 8 years, and nothing is in place for us for the future. We may not get another one. So, what, we going to wait another fucking 102 years to get another black person in there? To hopefully that they do something for black people? Or just people with that, not even... Oh, just people that are disenfranchised anyway. It's scam. This shit is scam, yo. Scam fucking scam, yo. And we need to see that shit. Like I told you before, I'm not political or all that shit like that. I'm just stating facts, man. What the fuck, yo? Like, I'm just a person who see what the fuck I see. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, real deal. Go ahead, bro.
No, I'm just saying, like, Lucy, you got some explaining to do, you know?
Got a lot of explaining to do.
Yeah, it's just going to be rich or poor, man. They set it up just to be rich or poor. And like I said, everything is scam lightly. Read the fine print. Look at everything out with your third eye. Just start looking at everything. Just start analyzing it. What is it there for them? Like, anything, anybody offering me something, I'd be like, all right, what is there for you? What you get out of it? Because I already feel like I'm getting got anyways. That's how I just grew up like that. I was like, all right, who trying to hustle me today? Let me see how I get out of this. That's how I always was talking. All right, let me see what they get out of it. What you want from me first? Before what you want from me? Instead of trying to hustle me and tell me, oh, you can do this for me, what you want out of it? Mm. And that's how I look at everything.
Yeah,
how I look at everything. You got to do it like that because going to get hustled. They coming out every day trying to figure out a new hustle to get us and to put us behind the eight ball. We always plan behind the eight ball. We always behind the eight ball. And if anybody play pool, you already know. If you play poker, we on that river. So when that river starts, you got to look at it like that. Play basketball. 24 seconds left in the game. What you gonna do? You know?
What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? I mean, that's a very, very, very valid point. What you think about that, Anomaly?
I'm just thinking about the whole Obama thing and your rant. So you're upset that he didn't do anything for the black people, but the whole time he was running his platform, he never said that he would do anything for the black people. So it was never something that he said he didn't do. So it's not like he said, I'm going to do this and didn't do it. He never said that he was going to do it. And a lot of the issues that you are complaining about and upset about are really a local issue. But
no, it's not.
Nobody looks at your police is a local issue.
That's not local. It's the United States. That shit happened. That's local because he's under United banner. That shit didn't just happen in
local,
Kansas.
No, I'm saying it's local in the sense of that gets controlled on a local level. You can't say that the North Carolina police chief controls the Maryland police. No. It's a local situation, and that's who you should be complaining about. Yes, he could have did more for us, but he never said that he would do more for us. So the whole rant that you just went on was just from your expectations of what you wanted him to do, nothing that he said he wanted it.
My counter would be, like, I get what you're saying because you made it technical, but the fact that it's technical, you got to look at it from this way. Obama is the commander-in-chief of the United States. United States, right?
Mm-hmm. So
Agreed. So when a situation becomes such a bureau, you have to step in. Just like with homosexuality, it changed everything. We now have to have the conversation about putting a third bathroom in all of the bathrooms. That shit is local. And that shit shouldn't even been an issue the way it was. But now that became a national issue. You can't even say the word faggot. You know what I'm saying? They made that worse than nigger. So now we got a commander in chief talking about homosexuality and transgender and making that shit equality and giving them rights and passing bills, but yet the disenfranchised people of the United States, state after state, city after city, are being gunned down and murdered when do you step in or put additional forces in or say something about it? Or the fact that we've been disenfranchised for so long, you are the commander in chief as a president to do something about it. It is your duty to do something about it. You didn't even say shit about it.
At what point do we as a black people put pressure on him to say, this is what you need to do?
That is the problem.
We didn't march for that. The
marching is
others,
dead. Marching is dead.
The ABCs came out. They did what they were supposed to. They did their part. They put pressure on to be recognized. We don't stand together. And that's our underlining issue because we
kinda
have so
did.
Much more
we
control
did.
And so much more power.
But we kind of did in Larry Porter's hometown, Baltimore. That's what the Baltimore riot happened. Yeah. Like, we fucking rioted, and then we stood for Philando Castro. We marched. We did all that shit. We did all that shit, yo. It was the biggest display in since the fucking civil rights. Like, to make the whole
right,
thing,
though.
The whole thing... Did you just say it's the whole reason why people just allow Obama to do what he wanted to do because he
No. But I'm saying they did that, but nobody followed up.
Oh, they did. They tore a fucking city apart.
It was just one city, but the people on the West Coast weren't really affected. It was just news. You see what I'm saying? So we're not gathering everybody from all corners of our country to put something together to be united as one. It's just a city.
But that doesn't change
the fact.
That's
how Black Lives Matter started.
But Black Lives Matter can be whack sometimes, too. But here's the kicker.
That's what I'm about to say. They just infiltrated Black Lives Matter. What happened, they infiltrated Black Lives Matter, that they made it into an all, like...
Black people didn't even come up with Black Lives Matter. It's not even black owned.
Yeah, they watered it.
Black Lives Matter is not even black owned. So what the fuck?
Yeah, it's George Soros. George Soros. But the thing about it, Anomaly was right. Obama did not really didn't tell us what he was going to do for us. What he did is verbiage. His verbiage was basically, he put all the minorities in the box. All right, we stood up. He used us to fight for LGBTQ. Every other thing, he put all the minorities, anything he wanted to fight for in that box, so everybody had to be in that box, whatever he fought for. So he didn't separate us versus them. That's where the discrepancy came from.
What does
he
that sound
really
like, Porter?
For
that sound like the women's rights movement. It shouldn't become a thing until they included black women behind white women's issues.
Yeah.
Obama got the vote from black people, gave him the vote to get him in the office. Obama didn't have to say, listen, I'm not mad at nobody in this fucking, my family. This is just me being passionate about this shit because it's real. It's documented. Yeah. Obama didn't have to fucking say it, but the fact that there's a crisis happening, to be the commander in chief, you have to address it. Just like when the school shootings happened, he's had to go speak on the school shootings.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, damn, injustice is happening. It's causing riots. Cities is burning. People are dying. You have to address it, Commander-in-Chief. They address shit for less. Just like the dude, what was the boy he invited to the fucking White House for some real mediocre shit? It was like, son, you invited that kid to the White House, but you couldn't do that for them? Like, get the fuck out of here, man. It's entertainment. You got Michelle Obama dunking in that White House and shit with LeBron and them. Like, it's entertainment when it comes to us. But real shit is happening.
He just used us to fight for the other issues that he needed to push through.
Why do we have to have the transgender, homosexuality, the gay, lesbian, the LGBTQ as a forefront of the rights? Why do we have to have that? Why was that a national thing? Why was that so important? Why was that took so much precedence of his term that he had to make it his legacy to get that done? Why?
Because they stood together.
That's what you're saying? Just because they stood together, but he's the commander in chief.
Yeah.
So he got bullied into doing that? Is what you're telling me?
No.
That's usually what happens.
Follow the money.
That's usually what happens. Whoever puts the most pressure on their constituents to do what they want them to do, that's what happens. It's not a matter of, I'm feeling like I'm going to do this. Let's do this. That sounds like a good force to get behind. No, it's whoever is putting pressure on their constituents.
Oh,
we don't put pressure on ours.
We didn't.
We let ours do whatever.
Yeah, I can see
that. We're just like, okay, we're going to sit there. We're going to just, okay, whatever he said, we're going to sit there and complain to each other about it and be pissed off.
No, we're going
to
watch.
So we still, no, we not.
Here's why I can see that, and I agree with you to a degree. Here's why I agree with you to a degree, because it does take an effort. But that's just like what all the oppressors say to us anyway. It's your fault. It's your fault that y'all don't come together and do this. That's why it ain't gonna change, cause y'all fault. But we're not the commander in chief. We're not in the office. We're not in the systems, the powers that be that make things change. That's an illusion. And then on top of that, we all came together just like when we all came together and put pressures on Trump to give us that check. That was us. Right, we made that happen. Right, that's why we got paid, cause we came together to get this money.
We told Trump what to do.
Right, we told him what to do. We had come together for the first time in history, and then we able to get $1,200 because we were suffering. That's why, because they have the power to do what the fuck they want to do. It's not about us coming together. We don't have to come together. It's your job to do what's right. Don't put it back on us.
Just like you were talking about, was it the Rockefellers controlled all the money? It's not like Trump controls the money. He had to go to them to ask for this because it's not like it's coming out of his pocket. It's not like it's just there. He has to get that permission just like to print more money. He can't just say, go ahead and print more money. It's okay. Let's let that happen.
It's probably a process. I don't know if that's the process.
It's
definitely a process, but it still takes initiative to even start that process and to say that you even care to do that process. Like, and that's,
yeah, because he screwed up so much from the beginning.
And then we had
make it look good.
Like, we had more school shooters than ever. Like, yo, and then he spoke on that. But here's the kicker. All I was saying was, look, Obama, that it's the elephant in the room. Can you please talk about it directly? Listen, America, I know we have an upset of the things that's been happening with the people that's supposed to protect the people. You know what I'm saying? Like, things need to change. Like, we are making our effort to see the things change, just like he did with everything else. All I'm asking is just, damn, dude, could you had acknowledged it?
Yeah, but in that same breath, we got to ask ourselves, do your hero want to be your hero?
Why did they put him in there?
Yeah.
I don't think it was, like, all I'm saying is, like, yo, you have a job and when you get hired for a job, there's certain descriptions that you have to do. And Anomaly, you all right. You know what I'm saying? Because it's different perspectives and everything. I'm just very passionate about this because so much stuff has happened during his term. During his term, it's just like, oh, my God, what's going on? And are you going to talk about it? And he never really did. And so, like, even I know we got Trump, but Trump fucking talking about Trump shutting down questions and shit. Trump just like, boom, ba-bow. I know motherfuckers hate this dude. But he is direct. He's dealing with it. He's making shit happen. I'm not saying I voted for Trump and not like that. He's still fucking Trump. But yo, he don't give a fuck. So,
but
go ahead.
You know something? One of the biggest things right now, you got to watch. Everybody had to watch this because he canceled the money to the World Health Organization right now. That's one of the biggest things that Gates. Bill Gates is right now is funded and is trying to push the vaccines to the World Health Organization. So we got to watch that because Trump said he's not funding that anymore because it's a bigger issue. So we have to watch that because he's fighting. It's two or three different fights that's going on right now. So we have to really watch that and see how this plays out because it's going to be a big issue that is not going to affect us now, but in the next couple of years, really right after this happens. Because things is not gonna go back to normal per se, so we really gotta watch that.
You can't trust none of that shit.
Like, can't trust none of it.
You can't. But if you look at it, this man got away with any fucking thing. The point is, it's possible. They may be trying to fuck us even more like they always been trying to fuck us. Like, it's, I don't remember a time they didn't fuck us. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes people try to fuck us with Vaseline. Sometimes they don't fuck us. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, yo, I can't fucking trust it. But at the same time, you shit is getting done. Shit is getting done.
All right. So I'm fact checking you. So there is a, he did put in a law, not a law, but just authority for them to change the way they deal with the public. And let me see what we got. It greatly expanded both the number and scope of consent decrees, legally enforceable agreements with police departments on issues such as racial discrimination.
Huh?
And it was used in Chicago, Ferguson, Missouri for high profile killings by police. So it's basically saying that he did put something into action for how the police deal with black people or minorities, and mostly in the areas that were highly affected.
I just want the same energy he put into anything that he did for us. That's all I'm talking
about. I can respect
about.
That. The same Understood. Energy. Yeah, because this is very passive.
Very passive. Very. I don't know why Dylan Roof's still alive. Why is he still alive? Why is George Zimmerman still alive?
I'm about to say, my man should have got the chair.
And then people get stabbed in prison for less. Dylan Roof is complaining that he's getting treated harshly in prison. Fuck you, Dylan. Fuck you, man. Fuck you, George. Like, what the fuck, man? God damn. Motherfucking way. That's all I'm saying. I'm sorry, guys. I got me. I gotta loosen the tie. You gotta loosen the tie. Got me hot. But we back, man.
Some of them dudes deserve hot shit soup. So
hot shit soup. I'm not political, but damn, man, shit is just what we see. It's just what we see, and I'm just reporting on what the fuck I see as a person that's being alive living in America. That's all I'm saying. We need the same energy towards all that shit, you know? Towards all that shit, yo, but I think I need a drink.
More?
You say more? Did you say more?
More.
For your info, right. I drunk, right, yeah. I was drinking like 5 a.m. It was 12 o'clock somewhere.
Fresh air, man. We need fresh air. That's what we need. Fresh air to breathe, to just feel like it's normal again. That's the thing. Sometimes I think we get incomplete. Then we gonna stare crazy with this coronavirus shit.
I'm That's chilling. I'm on Call of Duty. Air. I'm drinking. I'm eating snacks. Like, yo, this shit is the best. What the fuck? This shit is the best, yo. Like, what you mean? And I'm still getting paid. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Look at the silver lining. Look at the silver lining, yo. Like, dude.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Silver lining. Like, I'm fucking chilling, man. I'm with my family. I'm doing whatever the fuck I want. Yeah. I'm getting up. I'm going to sleep whenever the fuck I want. I'm still getting a check. You know what I'm saying? I still got a job. You know what I'm saying? But I'm at home. You know what I mean? I'm ranked up on Call of Duty. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck y'all want? I'm getting sex and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, come on. I'm watching movies that I said I was going to watch. I'm watching TV shows that I said I was going to watch. I'm chilling. If they're going to end the world, fuck. I don't want to worry about it. If it comes, I'm ready as I can be. But I'm going to make the most of it. Like, people like Terrell, he like to be outside. It's fucking killing him.
Yeah, that's what I saying. I like to be outside. I'm that ball to both niggas.
Right,
I want to be outside.
Dude, I'm outside so much that I make my home world is what I want it to be. This is finally, I get to enjoy this shit. I built it for my family. Now I get to enjoy it too.
Yeah.
Like, damn.
I'm just snacked out, man.
Yo,
you know what
son,
I mean? Like, I can
chill at 420 tomorrow. Don't forget about it. Nice. So I get to fucking relax all the fucking time. And can I still work? You know what I'm saying? This shit work. But we make our real own schedule. It just this is true entrepreneurship right now. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So Corona happened, but it's always a silver lining. After the storm, the sun always come, right?
Yep.
Right.
Just what you
gotta come out tomorrow.
What'd you say, baby? What'd you say, Anomaly?
It's just what you do with the time you have. If you're not happy but where you are in this time, you're doing nothing. I mean, you're literally doing nothing. You can change it. And when everything turns, where are you going to be standing? Are you going to be like, damn, I ain't do shit. I ain't get nowhere. Or like, hell yeah, that's what I needed. I mean, it's all up to you and what you do.
Yeah, all the finesses are in the house. They can't finesse. They got to think of a new finesse. Amen.
No, it's a finesse going on right now. It's definitely a finesse game going on.
Scam City.
It's not the regular suspect.
Yo.
Scam like.
Terrell would know. Terrell just, his ears is to the streets. Terrell is in these streets. What's going on, Terrell? Who's finessing?
These scammers, son.
They never stop scamming. Never stop scamming.
Yo.
Did y'all see the preacher who said everybody should donate their $1,200 stimulus check?
Anomaly, I was trying to avoid that. You know, I seen it.
He's scamming. Like.
You know, I seen it. Son, I was so. Anomaly liked to do this. She knew I saw it.
Oh my God. I couldn't even finish the video.
No. We're out of time. No.
Yeah, but we're going to get to that.
We're going to get to that. Man, we're going to get to that.
I'll be like, well, Pastor. Well, Pastor,
I challenge you to give your entire stimulus check. What the fuck? Making a TikTok challenge. Oh my God. Please don't do this. Please don't do it. God, you know people gonna be like, I ain't gonna give them all of it. Motherfucker, what? The musicians didn't get an offering. The staff didn't get it off. Motherfucker. I thought God was gonna provide, right? Didn't you get a stimulus? I'm challenging you to donate your stimulus just like I donated mine. How about donate my whole foot in your ass? How about that? How about that? You crooks. Yo, people, please see the wolves in sheep clothing. His sheep clothing is so fucking tethered right now. You can see him. You can see the wolves. Don't give your money. Why would you give your money? If you pray for a blessing, right? Boom, you pray, God, please help us in this situation. Okay, hit him off with $1,200. Blue, oh, thank you, Lord, thank you, Jesus, right? Now you got free fucking money, right? You got blessed. He'll president answer. Now the wolf is asking for all of it. A portion of it.
Do it in
any of it.
Not give what you can. Not give what you can.
He want the whole check because they didn't get paid. But your family don't come first. Your family don't come first. You think the Lord wants you to do that shit? Come on, people. Wise up. Smarten up. Stop playing these fucking games.
He do it as a challenge.
As a challenge?
Yeah, I don't like to lose.
It's like daring a girl to suck your dick. I challenge all you hoes to suck my dick. Who gonna be the first one to do it? Oh, you playing, bitch. You is not serious about it. You ain't got no faith.
Get out of here.
You non-believers. Get out of here. Who gonna do it? Who gonna be the real one to step up and suck this dick? That's what the fuck y'all
like
doing.
Ain't like them African preachers. You see all the...
They the worst. They the fucking worst.
Oh, my goodness. Oh my goodness! Because
they know the game, yo. They know the game. They know the game.
That's a whole topic. That's a whole other topic. Oh my goodness! Wilding, yo. Oh my goodness, they be wilding. And I'm like, yo, like he was teaching them how to sing. And, oh my goodness!
What do you think they learned? These
babies be molested right in the church house. Oh.
Look, man, they learned that shit from what they see, and they just exploiting the game. Just exploiting the game, bro.
That's a fact, cause they like the, and the crazy thing is, some was like, "All right, I'm gonna give mine up. My son gonna give his up, and we all gonna give it to the church as if it's not his church, as if he's not getting that money right
anyway,
back."
Exactly. Any fucking way. How about this?
Exactly.
How about you gonna give yours up, your son gonna give hers up, and all y'all gonna give that shit up? I'm coming in that bitch with my Corona mask on. Put him up. Put your hands to the sky, to the Lord. Huh?
That's what I'm about to say. Robbing this with no guns.
Right.
What's that, first Sunday?
I'll take this mask off and cough on you. Give me the goddamn mother man. Man.
What was that movie with Ice Cube and them when they robbed the church?
With Cat Williams?
First Sunday.
So you know what time it is.
They robbing. They've been robbing all of y'all. God damn, man. They robbing. He like making challenges and shit boldly. Boldly. It's his church.
Because you know, people love a challenge.
Yeah, that's okay. I don't like the news.
I know you don't
like
to lose. That's how I know my dick gonna get sucked one way or another.
No, I don't like to lose, but that's just stupid. Come on now.
Nah.
Come on. That's ridiculous.
It's best of people doing it just like, oh my God, I can't eat. Anomaly, you did this.
What up?
You did this. I was gonna get something to drink and eat, and you did this. Shit is funny, man. Fucking challenge. His shirt, man. You know what? I'm gonna spend like a whole episode on that shit, yo. Just breaking it down, the science, the hustle, all that shit. So hopefully you'll wake the fuck up. Just wake the fuck up. You don't need that shit, bro. Shit is whack. Shit is whack, yo. Nature! Real deal, lead us out, bro.
You already know the vibes. You already know the way. I get right. So, let's get it. You know that. Real deal, Ty. Wave Nation. Let's go.
Awesome. Mr. Larry Porter,
Yes, y'all. Keep safe. Be safe out there. Scam lightly. Look. Read the fine print. That's all I tell y'all. Read the fine print. Take your time and enjoy these days. Be creative. Go on.
Anomaly left? She did a portal?
You can't hear me?
No, we couldn't hear you. We thought you left.
Sorry. I said you already know. Play safe.
Okay. And I am your host, Jay Who the Prince, a.k.a. Rio. And you had the experience to experience my rants. We are out.